Are you a Holiday Inn or are you a Ritz-Carlton? You know, as a salesperson, which one do you represent, Holiday Inn or Ritz? Be honest with yourself, and you'll see why you're being paid what you're currently being paid. If most of your customers are grinding you on price, then your level or service is not obvious to them. Otherwise, they wouldn't grind you on just price, as they would value the service that you're giving them. Look, if they're treating you like a $49 room, okay, in the negotiations, it's because you're presenting like a $49 room. One time I had, well, this was maybe 3 years ago, I had 1,700 units available for sale in Tucson, Arizona. I had real estate agents lined up around the block begging for this listing. It was clear that I was going to sell the whole portfolio, but none of them got the deal because I didn't trust they would service me the way I wanted. Except for this one guy. I gave it to this one guy that I knew, that I trusted, and I actually paid him more than I had to pay the rest of the market because I believe he would service the deal from start to finish and actually get us a deal. I chose him because I truly believed that I could count on him to give me the best advice and give me the best service. The agent that I chose was someone I believed in and I was willing to pay extra for. Why would I do that? Because like most people, I don't want the best deal. I want the best service. I want the best product. I want the best representation. I want to be sure we get a deal, not just the best price. Sure, I want the best price, but leave that up to me. I'll negotiate the deal at the end. I want to know that you're going to be there for me no matter what. I want to know that there's not going to be unnecessary drama and conflict. And if there is, I want to know that you'll handle it. See, selling is about helping people, not just selling people. If you like helping people and perfect the other points, you will be great at this deal. Many salespeople who I've met who otherwise could have been great salespeople and have unfortunately been corrupted by those around them and been led to believe that they should rely on trickery and deception. Look, you don't have to trick or deceive to sell. You have to be willing to serve. You have to be willing to help people before you'll ever truly get consistent at closing more sales. The more you're able to demonstrate that service-oriented attitude, the easier you will find your job to be. And trust me, no matter how much you serve someone, you'll still have to be prepared to ask, will that be cash, check, or a credit card? Because service alone will not separate people from money. Trust me. Service is the only way to higher prices. Service is the only way to less competition. A salesperson caught in a constant price conflict will never agree with my point because they are stuck and price is their only solution. But price is not a solution. Never has been and never will be. Service is the only competitive solution left for you in the marketplace. A better product is not a solution because sooner or later, someone will have similar or better products and then will later sell them at lower prices. Look, a buyer will pay extra for great service. They'll pay extra for a great attitude. They'll pay extra for ease of service and convenience. And they'll pay extra when they feel special. Look at how you create a level of service and how it can separate you from others. Going to the client rather than the client coming to you is service. It's so simple, man. Let me go to them rather than them come to me. Providing options, solutions, choices is a way to service people. It doesn't cost you anything. Sending gifts, flowers, notes, or just dropping by to say hello. That's service too. A big smile, full attention, a great attitude. Service. You know, a can-do attitude, a bigger smile than anybody else. Always being up. That's service. I get a lower price and I get less service. Look, I can get a room at the Holiday Inn. There's always one there. You know, they always have a room available for me. And it's at a fraction of the price of a room at the Ritz, but the Ritz is always full. And it's $400 more money. And I'd still rather pay the extra money. What do I get for saving $400? What do I get? I get a cheaper room. I get no service. I get I don't care attitudes. It's $400. But the difference between a $500 room and an $80 room is one thing, and it's not $420. It's service. It's me feeling good. It's me having an experience. So I say it's one thing, but the truth is service turns into all of that. You don't have to look far to find companies that are known for great service and higher prices. People even brag that they pay extra to do business with these people. Example, Tiffany's, Ritz Hotels, Four Seasons, American Express Centurion, okay? Look, there's high-end beauty shops in Los Angeles that charge $700 for a haircut. They're not selling haircuts. They're giving service in abundance. People go there and get drunk while they're getting a haircut. So I'm not sure whether they're getting haircuts or paying for alcohol. It's service people want. They want to be pampered, taken care of. See, this kind of service is no different for a salesperson. If you elevate your level of service above the rest of the market, and I'm not talking about getting your clients drunk, your customers will quit shopping you on price. I promise you, elevate your service. Elevate your credibility. Elevate your attitude and people will quit shopping you and jacking you. How much are you willing to bend over backwards? I mean backwards to make sure your customer is truly happy. You know, I attended a seminar once. I mean, I've attended many seminars, but I remember this one seminar, and I was there as a salesperson, and the speaker said that when you call people back and do follow-up, you should never ask them how the product is working because it opens the conversation up to problems. While the audience in masses agreed, I sat there in absolute disagreement. Hey, if my customer's having a problem, I want to know what it is so I can handle the problem. Problems and dissatisfaction are opportunities for me to shine. Problems are an opportunity for you to be of service, and service equals more sales. I don't want to separate myself from a problem. I want to sell again. It's not a service department's problem. It's my customer's problem, and I want to take care of that problem. Tip, big tip, problems equal opportunities for future sales. Problems equal opportunities for future sales. And it also is an opportunity for you to shine.